Confession time. That song is a favourite. There are plenty of hits that we all like to belt out in the shower, at weddings, and groove to on dance floors. But what makes one tune a catchy hit and another a flop? New study might have found the answer by examining the way the brain responds to popular music. Bridget Fitzgerald prepared this report.
According to a new study, the reason we like songs like this and this is because we like music where there's a mix between being able to predict what we're going to hear next and something that will surprise us. These are three of the 745 chart-topping songs analysed for a study published in the journal Current Biology today, which looked at why we love certain songs more than others. One of the authors, Stephen Kolsch, a professor of psychology at the University of Bergen, says it's well understood the element of surprise contributes to our enjoyment of music. What this study found is that the pleasure we derive from music comes from a combination of certainty and surprise.
We actually want chords not to be surprising. We want them to be regular. But in situations where we are relatively certain what to expect, then we like it when the chord is actually surprising.
He and his colleagues were able to create mathematical models of chord progressions from popular music, which they believe are so accurate for creating hits, they could be the basis for music written by artificial intelligence. Acclaimed musician and songwriter Donna Simpson says some of the most popular songs she's had with her band The Waifs are loved for their element of surprise.
I'm just going to use London Still as an example. The chorus goes, I'm in London still, I'm in London still, I'm in London. And the last one doesn't say still. That's a little element of surprise. And you hear through the audience, on the last time I say, I'm in London, and the whole audience is saying, sss. You hear this, because they're going to try and sing still, but they know it's not there.
Donna Simpson says it's pretty clear there's people in the music business who make a career out of following the pop formula to write a hit, but she says that's not for her.
I write pretty much from my heart and whatever comes out, and that's the honesty of being a musician.
Singer-songwriter Donna Simpson ending that report by Bridget Fitzgerald.